Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Our subject today is the imminence of the rapture. And our text is from James chapter 5, verse 8. It says, "You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near." Amen.
Amen.
The word imminent means likely to happen at any moment. When we speak of the imminence of Christ's return, we say that he could come back at any moment. Jesus spoke of his return repeatedly during his ministry, which naturally prompted the question of his disciples. So one of the questions of them was, when is all this going to happen? And Jesus responded in Mark 13, "All that day or hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. Take heed, keep on the alert, for you do not know when the appointed time will come." However, the Bible says that Jesus' return is near, and we are to wait for it eagerly, eagerly. James encourages us to be patient, to stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Revelation chapter 13, chapter 1, verse 3, and chapter 22, verse 10, they also say the time is near. We have to distinguish between the second coming of Christ and the rapture of the church. They're two different events. The second coming of Christ is when he defeats his enemies and sets up his kingdom, will not come until after the tribulation. Therefore, the second coming of Jesus is not imminent. The rapture will take place before the tribulation. The rapture could occur any moment. That rapture is imminent. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 to 53, we read, "Listen, I tell you a mystery. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised, imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with imperishable, and the mortal with immortality." When is all this going to happen? In Mark 13, Jesus said that nobody knows the time of his return. In Mark 24, 32, he said, "Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When a branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near." Glory to God. Many find it hard to believe that we are living in the last days before the rapture. Many find it difficult, they don't want to hear about that. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, in the Living Bible, it says, "First, I want to remind you that in the last days there will come scoffers, He will do every wrong they can think of and laugh at the Jews. This will be their line of argument. So Jesus promised he come back, did he? Then where is he? He will never come. Why? As far as back as anyone can remember, everything has remained exactly as it was since the day of the creation. It's something that we hear a lot today, of this scoffing, of this mocking. I can give you at least 10, I can give you more, but 10 of the times when of the signs of the times, they show that the end is near. Many scoff and disbelieve the imminence of the rapture. Another sign of the times is an increase in knowledge and trouble. We can read in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. But Daniel, keep this prophecy a secret, seal it up, so that it will not be understood until the end of time, when travel and education shall be vastly increased. It's interesting. God had sealed it up because nobody at that time could understand. They would not understand what is increased knowledge and what is traveling. But at the end, we shall understand. And now the prophecy is unsealed. How the sign has become true in our day. And Daniel's time, when you traveled, you had to walk by foot or by ship. It took a long time, so you wouldn't travel a lot. Today, we have computers, and there is no end of knowledge. No end of knowledge. Whatever you want to know, you find it on the internet. There has never been a time when people traveled as much as they do today. You know, you can be in your house in the morning and in the evening you're somewhere different in the world. This is a sign of the time. What is being planned by UN, the WHO and WEF and others, they clearly point to the time of the end. It's not just world affairs. Even the election and the trouble about it in America is not a world affair. It's a spiritual, anti-Christian plan that they try to accomplish. When we look at the early church, we see that they were expecting an imminent return of Christ. They were greeting each other with the word Maranatha. Maranatha. Maranatha was used as a greeting in those days. So when they gathered or when they departed, they wouldn't say hello, or they wouldn't say goodbye, see you next time. They said Maranatha. It's an Aramaic expression. It's made up of three Aramaic words. It means, the meaning of it, of Maranatha, is Lord, which means our, sorry. Mar means Lord. Ana means come, means our. Ta means come. So, when you put this together, Maranatha becomes our Lord come. It perfectly conveys the concept of the Lord will come at any moment. Maranatha was used also in the Bible by Paul in part of a curse. In 1 Corinthians 16:22, in the King James Version, Paul said that if any man hath not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema maranatha. Anathema maranatha. The word anathema means banned. So as Paul was saying, let him be banned from the Lord's coming. The interesting thing about Maranatha is that it comes in the form of a petition. When a Christian in the early church would make this statement, he was actually petitioning the Lord to come back soon. This obviously implies the belief that it is possible for Jesus to answer our appeals. These first century Christians had a deeper awareness of the imminency than many of today's Christians. Jesus told his disciples to watch for his return. In Luke chapter 12, verse 14, he said, therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect. The command to be ready implies imminence. Throughout the New Testament, the church is told to be ready. Be ready. If the disciples and the early church were expected to the coming of the Lord at any time, for how much more should we be expecting him in our days? Many scriptures show the church should expect an imminent return of our Lord. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 6, it says, then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to the 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now, 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in the vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him. What Jesus said is that we must be ready and come with the coming at any time. Now often when we talk about the second coming of Jesus, we mean the time of the rapture, the time of the tribulation, and the actual coming of the Lord. The next thing in God's plan is the rapture. For years, believers tried to find out when that would take place. Today we see signs which precede the rapture, and the tribulation shall start on the right on the day when we are raptured. The rapture that people expected has never been possible until today, because our fathers, when they were young, there were no computers, there was no traveling, there was no information. Today, everything is set up, and it can happen anytime. Romans 13, verse 12. Paul said, the night is far gone, the day is at hand, so then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. So we agree with Paul, what he said. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. There are plenty of references to the rapture and the second coming of Jesus. I want to give you a number of them. I just read a few Bible verses, just listen to it. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. In Romans 16:20. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Philippians 4:8. And to wait for his Son from heaven, from he whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians 1:10. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Looking at the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus. Titus 2:13. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching. Hebrews 10:24-25. Hebrews 10:37 says, "For yet a little while, and the coming one will come, and will not delay." James 5:8. You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. 1 Peter 4:7. You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. 1 Peter 4:7. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. Revelation 3:11. Behold, I am quickly. I hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. Revelation 22:7. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy in this book. Revelation 22:20. He who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." In some Bibles, it says, "I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, Maranatha." Jesus could call his church any moment, and that event will set in motion a series of events that are described in Revelation chapter 16 to chapter 18. Like the five virgins in Jesus' parable, we must be ready. We must be ready. God said, "I am the Lord, and I will not change. I will not change." The psalmist said in Psalm 119, verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. What God has decided, he will do. In Isaiah chapter 38, verse 7, it says, "This shall be the sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do the things that he has promised." Whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, the word is settled in heaven and it will not change. The rapture is at hand, and I still believe it will be in the beginning of October this year. During the time of the trumpet, the feast of the trumpet. You better be ready, trim your lamp, put your oil, And be ready for the rapture. It will be glorious. The rapture is an evacuation from the coming anger and punishment of the Lord that he will throw upon the earth. You don't have to be left behind, because hardly anybody will survive. As Jesus said, the time is so bad, if it had not been shortened, no flesh would survive. That is exactly what the globalists want, that only a few survive. The devil schemes to destroy people, and his schemes are terrible. But he cannot do these things as long as the church is here. Once the church is taken away, the Antichrist will be revealed. The world who is left behind will reel in agony. The totalitarian world government will not allow anybody to say or do anything that is not according to their agenda. The dictatorship of Hitler and Stalin and Mao all together are not as bad as it will be during the Antichrist time. Therefore, it is imminent that you prepare for the evacuation that is closer than anybody believes. Many do not want to believe these things, these warnings. They throw it into the wind. But they are described in the Bible. And we read that God will not change. What he has decided, he will do. Whatever you do, his word is settled. Nothing can change his mind. Blessed be in the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm.